that God is present here and everywhere we may go. That the ground we stand on is holy ground, and we knew it not. That we are now and always in the presence of God's pure being, and completely immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. Do try to take that in. That this is not an affirmation in the sense that we are asking God to come, but rather trying ourselves to come around to the realization of a presence that was already present. That has always been present. We have never needed to get God's attention. We've always had it. Or to change God's mind about us. God loves you. All that's been needed is for us to change our minds about the uncompromising nature of God's love and acceptance and forgiveness and patience. God just wants to provide for us, to see us grow. To encourage us and show us that we are capable of things we have yet to even dream of. And everything we could possibly need for life's journey has been anticipated. The path laid out, just waiting for our receptive minds to embrace them and become sensitive to them. Think about your heart's desire. That secret longing that you have perhaps shared with no one. God has already provided for you that which will fulfill that longing. Make that dream come true. And is just waiting for you to accept it, to embrace that idea, so it can come out of the bag. The engine can roar to life. The leading can come to your consciousness. And you will know it. And once you know it, see it manifest. O loving, all-providing Lord, all-powerful Creator, inexhaustible Provider, uplift our souls. Give us the confidence in you that you deserve. The acceptance of your love and our worthiness of it. That is the one thing that will satisfy your heart's desire. We ask this in the name of the Christ, confident it is so. So already. And in the name of Christ, we complete our prayers as we join together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.